This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Tomorrow night, the Bellini Opera Company will perform at City Opera House in Traverse City. They're presenting a tribute to the legendary tenor Enrico Caruso as part of the 6th annual Traverse City Wine and Opera Festival. I'm Amanda Sewell, and joining me in the studio today are a few members of the Bellini Opera Company. They'll start out with a performance of the traditional Neapolitan song O Sole Mio. Members of the Bellini Opera Company performing the Neapolitan song O Sole Mio, including soprano Eva Evola, mezzo-soprano Amanda Crook, and pianist David Husser. And Dino Valle, you are the artistic director of the Bellini Opera Company and the baritone voice that we heard in that ensemble. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. Dr. Amanda Sewell. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us here.
It's our pleasure. This weekend, you are presenting a tribute to Enrico Caruso. And there's just so much we could say about Caruso, really one of the first operatic superstars of the early 20th century. What are some things that makes Caruso so appealing to audiences?
Well, Amanda, Caruso is a myth. Caruso is a man. Caruso is the artist. There's so much. I mean, my mind is like a beehive. I have so much Caruso in my mind. What made him so unique, number one, he had a photogenic voice. In other words, his voice recorded just magnificently. There is a question. Was the phonograph first or Caruso second? It was an amazing man. Then, as a performer, he truly is one of the true crossover artists, because back then the word didn't even exist, but he did it all. He did movies, he did songs, American songs. He got involved in the war bands. He was a unique fellow. And as singers, whether you're a baritone or a tenor or even a female genre, we always go back to Caruso somehow. You know, he's like our, what we call our benchmark, you know, the starting point.
So the song that you just performed, O Sole Mio, what's the significance of that in terms of Caruso's career?
Well, that launched him back in 1898 in a little studio in Milan. In one afternoon, he knocked 12 tunes, one after another. Amongst them, one was, of course, O Sole Mio, and then La Donna Immobile. But O Sole Mio became not only a million seller, but also launched the Neapolitan song in an operatic genre, in a quasi art song. Had he not done that, all the other 20 regions that we have, and we all have songs, but they're obscure. But because of Caruso, everyone sings O Sole Mio. Everyone sings this approach. And O Sole Mio is known throughout the world, perhaps as popular as Happy Birthday.
And even if you go to Venice, for example, and ride the gondola, all of the gondoliers are singing O Sole Mio.
Oh, yes.
Even though it's a Neapolitan song.
Yes, if you go to China, you'll hear O Sole Mio. Yes.
And we have Caruso to thank for that.
Yes.
And he sold a million copies of many different recordings in the earliest part of the 20th century.
Absolutely. Let's remember that the first recordings were in the Edison talk machine. They were cylinders, and they were something like $10-$15, you know, in this today's age, and $15 back then, if you consider the wages, it were like $20 a month. You know, it was an astronomical figure. And then they were transferred from the cylinders into the flat disc that we know today. And even those discs, one side only, back then, $15, $20 is an incredible amount of money to spend.
And people were willing to do that, to have the voice of Caruso
in
their homes. Speaking of the Neapolitan songs, we're going to hear Santa Lucia next. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Santa Lucia, written by Cutrao, was written during the period of unification of our Italy, from Naples all the way down into the Sicily and Sardinia. Was known as the kingdom of the Bourbons, of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And so Italy was being united in heart and soul and everything. So Cutrao, when he first wrote Santa Lucia, was in Neapolitan dialect, but he wanted to show that we really wanted to be united. Therefore, Santa Lucia is the only Neapolitan song sung in pure Italian, and it sold millions.
Another smash hit
for Caruso,
we know largely in part to Caruso. Well, excellent. Let's hear a performance from members of the Bellini Opera Company of the Neapolitan song sung in Italian, Santa Lucia. Thank you. We heard members of the Bellini Opera Company performing the Neapolitan song Santa Lucia here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. And Dino Valle, you're going to finish up today with one of the arias that Caruso was best known for. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Remember what we talked about when he did that session in Milan? Amongst the 12 tunes that he recorded, one was also La Donna e Mobile, which became a smash hit, one hit after another. And so when he landed in New York in 1903, the first role that he did was Rigoletto from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Rigoletto, a role that fitted Caruso like a glove. I mean, that was his trademark, that and, of course, Pagliacci. And so that's one that I chose. Unfortunately, our tenor is in Vegas and could not be here. So for you purists, I know we're on campus here and we have many music students, professor. It's originally written in the key of B major. But being a baritone, I asked my friend, David Husser, to bring it down to a comfortable baritone key. So I'll do it in a key of A flat. I'll try to keep it as bright as possible, but forgive me.
We'll hear Dino Valle, artistic director of the Bellini Opera Company, performing a transposition of La Donna e Mobile from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Rigoletto.
Sempre una mobile legge a troviso, in pianto il riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta la gente e di pensier. Sempre misero chi a lei s'affida, chi le confida, ma il caudo il cuore, pur mai non sentasi felice pieno, chi su quel seno non li va amore. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta la gente e di pensier.
Dino Valle, artistic director of the Bellini Opera Company, performing La Donna e Mobile from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Rigoletto.
Forgive me, you old tenors out there. You're going to shoot me. But I like to hear you doing Eri Tu or Prologo from Pagliaccio. Okay.
You can hear the entire Bellini Opera Company present a tribute to Enrico Caruso tomorrow night at City Opera House in Traverse City. That performance starts at 7 p.m. The concert is part of the 6th annual Traverse City Wine and Opera Festival. For more information, visit cityoperahouse.org. Baritone Dino Valle, soprano Eva Evola, mezzo-soprano Amanda Crook, and pianist David Husser. Thank you all for joining us today here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you!
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Borman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.